NASA's Griffin says the safety report will be released after all. The most challenging shuttle mission ever poses still more challenges. And the FAA tells British Airways there may be no room left at JFK. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, November 1st, 2007. In prepared remarks before a congressional hearing, NASA Administrator Michael Griffin announced on Wednesday the agency will release the results of a controversial airline safety study after all. As ANN reported, NASA spent nearly 4 years to conduct telephone surveys of 24,000 commercial and general aviation pilots, asking about near misses in the air and on runways, and cases in which air traffic controllers changed landing instructions at the last second. After 4 years, the project was terminated, and the contractor ordered to destroy files. NASA Associate Administrator Thomas Luedtke told the Associated Press the results, quote, could materially affect the public confidence in and the commercial welfare of the air carriers and general aviation companies whose pilots participated in the survey, unquote. AP had tried unsuccessfully to obtain the survey results under the Freedom of Information Act over a 14-month period. In the days since the story broke, public outcry turned to congressional inquest. We're told the report should be out shortly. Mission managers at NASA Wednesday postponed plans for a fourth spacewalk scheduled for Thursday. They say the earliest it could happen now will be Friday. They're trying to develop a plan to deal with two power issues at the International Space Station. A malfunctioning joint on one of the solar arrays on the starboard side of the station has forced the array to be locked in a fixed position, preventing it from tracking the sun's position to optimize generation. Now, it's been discovered that one of the station's solar panels has a significant tear, further reducing capacity. The AP reports the next spacewalk will be Friday at the earliest. Discovery is scheduled to undock from the International Space Station on Monday, putting serious deadline pressure on NASA to accomplish the planned five spacewalks. The mission has already been extended once by a day. Another day could still be added. There could be an unprecedented sixth spacewalk added to what managers were already calling a very challenging mission. Shuttle Commander Pamela Melroy says the team is ready. Quote, I think we're kind of in a groove right now, so if the ground decides that's the right thing to do and they ask us to do it, we'll be ready to support it. Unquote. Plans by British Airways to launch a new airline flying between Europe and New York may be threatened by FAA attempts to curb traffic at congested John F. Kennedy International Airport. The London Times reports the FAA will soon start talks with several foreign airlines, including BA, in an attempt to convince those carriers to voluntarily reduce flights to JFK, as the agency tried to do last week with domestic carriers. BA had not yet announced routes for the new carrier, but JFK would have been an obvious choice. The carrier already has its own terminal there. An FAA spokesman told the Times the agency would impose limits at JFK if airlines hadn't addressed the problem to its satisfaction by mid-December. The IATA advised airlines to consider off-peak hours. FAA restrictions could risk the future of open skies. The agreement was written with language that lets the European signatories opt out if access granted to U.S. airlines flying into Europe is not eventually reciprocated. Beleaguered Kitty Hawk Incorporated announced this week it has shut down most of its air freight and ground cargo operations and will eliminate 500 jobs. The Dallas Morning News reports Kitty Hawk Air Cargo and KH Ground Incorporated filed for Chapter 11 2 weeks ago for the second time in 7 years. In its official statement, the company said, quote, Kitty Hawk's financial condition has deteriorated significantly over the last year, and the ceasing of network air and ground operations is necessitated by, among other things, a 25% decrease in year-over-year demand for its air product and a 15% year-over-year decrease in demand for its ground product, unquote. Trading in shares of the company on the American Stock Exchange was halted due to the bankruptcy filing on Tuesday, when it closed at 9 cents per share. The Amex sent a letter to the company on September 19th, warning it could be delisted if it did not submit a plan to the exchange on how it would recover from its plight. According to its bankruptcy filing, Kitty Hawk has 776 employees, of which 671 are full-time. Up next on ANN, Lance Air completes fuselage and tail testing for the Evolution turboprop. Go Airlines just got much more expensive for Mesa. And Midwest shareholders approve a sale to TPG and Northwest. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC 700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways, and you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for November 1st, 2007. On the web, you can find us at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Lancair International tells ANN it recently completed structural testing on the aft fuselage and empennage for its new Evolution kit aircraft. The success of the tests cleared the way for the assembly of the first prototype fuselage. Testing of the new plane's wing was completed earlier. Timothy Ong, General Manager and Chief Engineer, calls Evolution a giant leap forward in construction techniques. Quote, "Our test empennage and the rear portion of the fuselage from the pressure bulkhead back, which weigh only 55 pounds, was loaded to over 9,000 pounds without so much as a groan," unquote. Mechanical engineer Ben Phillips, who conducted the tests, was more reserved in echoing the observation. Quote, "It always amazes me what you can do with composites," unquote. Lancair says testing of elevators and rudder are now underway and will be completed in the weeks to come. The first wing and horizontal stabilizer will be mated to the fuselage in the next few weeks in anticipation of Evolution's first flight. The four-seat pressurized Evolution is targeting Part 23 standards, including a 61-knot stall speed, and will include BRS, energy-absorbing seats, and airbag seat belts. The Pratt & Whitney PT-6A 135A turbine and four-bladed hard cell prop will allow speeds in excess of 385 miles per hour true at 35 gallons per hour of Jet A. If Mesa Air was losing money on its new low-cost carrier, it could be losing a lot more soon. A U.S. bankruptcy court judge ruled Tuesday that Mesa illegally used confidential information obtained from Hawaiian Airlines to launch its new Go Inter-Island airline. AP reports Judge Robert J. Ferris has ordered Mesa to pay an $80 million fine. Ferris determined that Mesa used information it obtained while studying bankrupt Hawaiian Airlines as a potential investor, including profitability figures and passenger profiles, to subsequently launch its own airline, breaching a confidentiality agreement. Ferris rejected Hawaiian's request to ban Mesa from selling inter-island tickets for a year and refused to order Mesa to compensate Hawaiian for future damages from artificially suppressed fares, which now average $40. Mesa has maintained it studied the Hawaiian market for years and launched Go because Hawaiian and Aloha were charging too much. Ferris predicted all three airlines will soon have to raise fares. Hawaiian and Aloha lost a combined $82.1 million for 2006. Mesa did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Shareholders in Midwest Air Group have approved the sale of the airline to a private capital group backed by Northwest Airlines. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reports that about 150 shareholders attended a Tuesday meeting to approve a $452 million sale of Midwest Airlines to TPG Capital and Northwest. Under terms of the deal, TPG would own a 53% stake in Midwest, while Northwest would own a 47% non-management stake, meaning Northwest would have no direct input on Midwest's operations. Federal antitrust regulators are still stroking their chins over that part, but Midwest Chairman and CEO Timothy Huksema says, quote, "We expect the Department of Justice will eventually approve this transaction." The TPG deal ended repeated attempts by rival AirTran Airways to force a hostile takeover. Huksema will remain CEO of Midwest following the buyout, and he says he expects positive things for the airline in 2008. Midwest is adding two-class seating to its Boeing 717s and MD-80s to boost capacity and revenue. Boeing's C-17 is the most advanced and capable cargo hauler the U.S. Air Force has, but uncertainty over future orders is again threatening to shut down its production. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports the Pentagon says it won't authorize more than the 190 C-17s already on order and has set aside funding in the fiscal year 2008 budget to shut down production in 2009. But U.S. Air Force Secretary Michael Wynn says he wants up to 30 more C-17s and that continued production may be needed to replace the service's aging C-5 Galaxies. 10 congressmen representing districts with companies and plants supplying parts for the plane have earmarked $2.4 billion in the current budget for 10 more C-17s. Others want to keep spending money to upgrade C-5s, but critics of that program protest cost overruns exceeding 100%. The Air Force says the true cost of rehabbing a C-5 is about $147 million per plane versus $240 million for a new C-17. On Tuesday, Boeing said it would keep the C-17 program running on its own tab through the end of the year and hope for the best in the 2008 defense budget. Still ahead, the Navy accidentally bombs Virginia Beach. What doctors say about trying to sleep on airliners. And if you need a distraction, get a helicopter. You're listening to Aero News.
Shoot happens. Come on, you know it does. Even the world's top test pilots know there are in-flight situations you can't always recover from. Mid-air collision, control failure, pilot incapacitation. In severe emergencies, do what the world's top test pilots do. Use a parachute. Except, instead of having to bail out of a moving aircraft, you can have the safety of a BRS full airframe recovery parachute. BRS has parachutes for an enormous variety of aircraft, from experimental to light sport, and all the way to retrofits on certified airplanes. Shoot happens. Will you be ready when it does? Call BRS today at 651-457-8651 or visit us online at brsparachutes.com.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, November 1st, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. There were no injuries reported when a U.S. Navy F/A-18 accidentally dropped an inert training bomb over the resort town of Virginia Beach, Virginia, Tuesday afternoon. The Virginian pilot reports the aircraft was returning to nearby Oceana Naval Air Station from a training mission over Dare County, North Carolina, when the bomb was accidentally dropped from the fighter. Navy officials say the dummy bomb caused minimal damage, chipping some paint on a wall next to a warehouse. The aircraft was on approach to land at the time. The bomb was about 18 inches long and carried no explosives, but it was armed with a smoke charge to mark its impact location. Somewhere, a board insurance claims adjuster got the day's most interesting phone call. If you found you just can't sleep well on airliners, we're here to tell you it's not just you. The New York Times reports difficulty frequent travelers have sleeping on airliners is second only to customer service among complaints. One traveler, an oil field worker, outlined his recent 18-hour nonstop trip to Asia. Quote, I watched two movies, slept for 5 hours, ate three meals, got drunk twice, and I still wasn't there. Plus, I had a hangover when I did get there. Unquote. Some passengers are taking extreme measures to be able to sleep on a plane. CPAP, or continuous positive airway pressure machines, have become increasingly common. They pump air through a mask to keep breathing passages open while sleeping. That combats sleep apnea and other ailments, and they've gotten small enough to pack in a carry-on. Other passengers resort to prescription sleep aids, such as Ambien, but the effects can last as long as 7 hours, which is a bad thing if you're on a 5-hour flight and have to be sharp when you get there. Greg Belenke, who's the director of the University of Washington's Sleep and Performance Research Center, worries about patients using alcohol to sleep. Quote, it's more trouble than it's worth. Any alcohol will tend to disrupt sleep later in the evening, unquote. He says melatonin helps some travelers sleep on planes, but the real answer? Get the boss to spring for business class, where you don't have to remain bolt upright for the whole trip. Belenke notes, quote, the flatter you can get, the better you'll sleep. When sleeping upright in a tight seat, the body has to push out adrenaline-like compounds to keep the blood flow to the brain adequate, unquote. Dr. Barbara Phillips, medical director of the Good Samaritan Healthcare Sleep Laboratory at the University of Kentucky, obviously speaks from experience. Quote, when I went to Australia, I took Ambien, melatonin, and red wine, and I kind of did have a hangover when I got there. It's hard to sleep on airplanes. The best treatment is to fly business class, and you can quote me on that, unquote. All right, but will you write me a prescription for a more expensive ticket? Australia's News.com reports that serial prison escapee Nordin Ben Alal has done it again, this time using a helicopter. Ben Alal is said to have escaped from a Belgian prison in a waiting car Sunday after a helicopter, hijacked from a nearby business by four armed gunmen, made a hard landing in the prison yard. In the resulting noise and chaos, Ben Alal and an accomplice allegedly fled the grounds, taking two guards as hostages. Dutch police later found the car and arrested the two men following a holdup at a motorcycle dealership in The Hague on Tuesday night. Ben Alal has now broken out of four prisons. At least he's smart enough to figure out what a helicopter is good for. Noise! All right. Finally, to be fair, helicopters do have other uses. A Russian Mil-8 helicopter was used as dead weight in a strength competition in the former Soviet state of Georgia over the weekend. Former wrestling champion Lasha Potaraya strapped the 17,000-pound aircraft to his left ear, pulled it 26 meters in about 20 seconds, and now claims the world record for ear strength. Unfortunately, the record won't count for the Guinness Book because there was no representative from that organization on hand. There is, however, video of the stunt on the web. Potaraya almost fainted from the effort, but when he regained his composure, he said he wants to pull double that weight next year using both ears. When a reporter asked, "Doesn't that hurt your ears?" Potaraya responded, "What?" All right. That's enough fun for one day. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, in part two of his discussion with ANN's Jim Campbell, Cirrus Design President Alan Klappmeyer discusses how big the general aviation market might become if flying is made easier and safer. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.